First off, it's all about the music.
The top on my car, call it porno.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm the realest.
Realest.
You can ask your BM. Shorty, I'm the AKA the BM.
BM.
What up, DJ Scream? Corey, what's happening? Spins on the beat. Kitty boy rapping.
Got
it's
him.
Time to turn up. Told him, let do it.
Do it.
And I'm from the A town. I'll heal them with that. You
wear. I'm an Ashkenaz. I'm a NASA. I'm a rock star. I'm a shot top with a bumper clock.
Welcome back to another episode of the CanesInsight.com podcast. I'm Lene Kakua. All right, guys. Hey, if you haven't realized it by now, Peter, a.k.a. Manti Tabrow, and myself, we've been going around and trying to get as many interviews with as many recruits as possible leading up to signing day. Hey, man, but we got a lot more scheduled in the next few weeks, so keep sending in questions, and we'll make sure we have all the recruits answer as many as possible. We'll also have a bunch more interviews after signing day once we get some confirmed letters of intent and some confirmed commitments, so be on the lookout for those too. But first, Sierra College linebacker Devontae Bond joins Pete and I. He answered a ton of your questions this week that were submitted, and we think you're going to love what this guy's got to say. I mean, as a player, he's a guy you got to watch out for. He's a big-time pass rush end prospect from the Northern California JUCOs. He can also play a little Sam linebacker. He fills a big-time need for this team, and I think you're going to be hearing about him pretty early in his career on Saturdays. He just brings that element to this defense that the team didn't have much of last season, which is that explosive edge pass rusher. So he's going to be able to play right away because he fills that need. Anyway, enough of that. But first, we're going to play some Chief Keef. And on the other side, Pete and I talk with Devontae Bond. I'd like to welcome Devontae Bond to the show. How's it going, man?
It's doing real good. Doing real good.
All right. You know the format, I guess. Peter already told you about it. We have some questions that were submitted from users, plus some others we threw in, and we just want to get to know you a little bit.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Let's get started.
All right, man. Tell us a little bit about yourself growing up.
I grew up in Sacramento. I'm from here. New native from Sacramento, California. Grew up. It was, you know, things were rough sometimes. But, I mean, man, it was just me. I was always into sports. Always kept a sports mom, you know, keep me out of trouble. But that was mainly me. I was just always into sports, you know. She kept me busy growing up.
For someone that's never been to Sacramento or anything like that, can you talk about what it was like growing up in your neighborhood?
I moved all over Sacramento. I mean, it's different parts of different places, like Highlands, you know, it's more of the, you know, it's a little different. It's just different parts of Sacramento. I mean, growing up in, like, Antelope, nice in that area, but growing up in, like, North Highlands, a little rougher. So, you know, you see a little bit of different things around there, but where I stay now, it's a little, you know, it's more relaxing. Don't have to worry about as much.
The U75 wanted to know, what are your goals for next year?
And my goals for next year is mainly just to help the team every way I can. I mean, coming in definitely, my thing is, you know, getting sacks. That's what they had me coming in to do, get that, you know, quarterback pressure. So that's my goal next year.
We also have a follow-up from Pecos the Diver. How do you see yourself fitting into the defense from day one?
Day one, I mean, they're recruiting me to be a rush in, but another thing is they're going to have, I mean, I could possibly play Sam Becker. That's another thing I'm actually getting recruited by. But mainly I'm just going to be in that rush spot, and that's where I see myself playing at.
This is a question that we've kind of asked every everybody so far. But after you make a big play, you make a sack, you force a fumble or whatever, what's your go-to trash talk?
I mean, I don't talk too much trash, but like I know what after I get a sack, I make sure to tell him, you know, he's going to see that grass all day long.
All right, Devontae, what do you prefer, a huge sack or a forced fumble?
It depends. I mean, I'd rather have my sack, but if I'm going to make a fumble, we're going to get it back for sure. I'd rather have that fumble.
I like that confidence. What are your strengths on the football field?
My strengths, I mean, one thing I know is me, you know, using my hands, pass rushing. That's what it is. You know, rushing the passer, that's my main strength. I know I do real good. I use my hands, you know, my first step.
Now, do you have something that you would consider a weakness or maybe something that you have to work on, you think that you need to improve on?
One thing, improve on, one thing I know I could improve on, I mean, saying in man-to-man coverage, I can say, I did a lot of zone stuff. We never did that much, too much man. But, I mean, that's one thing I'm going to be doing. I want to improve on just, you know, manning slots, you know, the quick guys. That's one thing I want to improve on.
Now, is there anyone that you kind of look to and you say that's someone I compare to, you know, maybe in the NFL, someone at the college level?
I mean, playing-wise, you know, my position is stand-up answer, you know, kind of, you know, the hybrid player. I mean, one player that plays it right now, you know, Jarvis Jones at Georgia. I know he plays. That's one player I know we play, you know, position-wise is similar.
All right. Now, Canada Kane wants to know, what are your thoughts on kids who transfer out when they're not getting any playing time?
You got to just work. I mean, just transferring out of the university, he's saying, probably?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I mean, no, I don't think that. I mean, you got to work for everything. Wherever you go, it's going to be hard. You got to keep, I'm going to keep working until I get that spot.
All right, Devontae, we have a couple questions from a poster by the name of The UNUF Said. He wants to know first, what aspect of living in Miami are you most excited for?
It's always nice out there. It's never too cold. I'm going to see that's one thing I probably want to experience. It's never, like in California, it's like at nighttime, 30, 35 degrees, 32 degrees. It's a little different out there. I know it's probably around 70 degrees right now. That's one aspect I'm going to be interested in seeing.
He also has another question. He wants to know, how often do you check up on the recruiting sites or do you listen for the buzz to see what they're saying about you?
I don't look at it too much. I mean, I have my friends, family, they tell me about it. But I mean, I look at it, you know, every once in a while. I know, like, if my article posted, I'll go read it, see what's said, and I look sometimes, not too often.
What do you think is the best thing that you've read someone say about you?
Best thing, I like. I mean, when I see, I like. I like seeing, you know, fans talk about, you know, they can't wait to see me, you know, see what I could do next year, believe in you. But I mean, that's one thing I like just seeing a lot of jokes they have on there too also. But I mean, just seeing, you know, how there's fans out there really believe in you and see what you could do. Believe in what you could do.
What's the worst or the most ridiculous thing you've read someone say?
I haven't really heard any ridiculous things like that. I haven't seen anything ridiculous on there. Because, I mean, there's different people, you know, say, don't think you can do this, do that. But, I mean, you're going to get that everywhere. But that's pretty much, I haven't seen too much really ridiculous on there.
All right, Devontae, do you have any hobbies or interests outside of playing football?
I like a little thing is like MMA, that, and play a little basketball sometimes. But many of those things, that's pretty much it.
How long have you been into that MMA?
I mean, I've been liking that. Like my junior year in high school, I liked that. Always liked it. Coach, you know, training, doing training like that. The training is a little different, so.
You think that helps for football?
Definitely. I get you right. It definitely helps.
Who's your favorite fighter?
I like Silva. I'm a Silva fan. Love Spider? Silva.
Oh, yeah, like all right. Spider. All right. All right. See, I'm a Bones Jones guy.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
All About the You, a poster on the website, wants to know, what is your favorite move to put on an offensive lineman?
My favorite, I mean, it's just, I just like doing that dip and rip, you know, just show them how, just show them the speed that they can't hang with it. That's one thing I just love doing, a dip and rip. But that's pretty much my favorite move.
Okay, if you could sack a quarterback in the NFL, who would it be, and why?
That's a rough one. I got like, that's probably like three people. Well, one, I know I want to sack Cam Newton just because I know how, you know, how big he is, and he gets a good sack, and you know how quick he is. But the other one, just to be able to sack like Tom Brady or Peyton Manning, that would be something I could say, you know, later in the future. That's another people.
Okay, 919 Kane to the Grave wants to know, what music gets you hyped before a game?
I listen a lot. I mean, some things, it's like I listen to Walker Flocker, Chief Keef. I listen to, well, Meek Mill. I listen to different things.
Boozy, listen to Rick Ross?
A little bit of that.
Oh, Boosie.
Rick Ross, I listen to that.
Bro, hey, free Boosie, like too.
That. Yeah.
Free Boosie. Hey, if you were a boxer, what song would you play walking into the ring?
I couldn't even tell you that. It'll probably be something from Walker. He gets me hyped. Probably Walker Flocker.
All right. Kev13108 wants to know, what was the biggest factor in your decision to come to Miami?
It was just me knowing I could come in and play early. You know, me being a JUCO guy, you know, I'm trying to come in. They know me, I'm going to come in, they're trying to make an impact early. I'm not trying to waste no time. And, you know, so pretty much just coming in early, making that impact. I just felt comfortable in Miami. And that's where I want to be.
Okay. Taylor Kane or Die wants to know, do you talk to any current players or commitments?
No, I talk to Asante Cleveland. You know, he stays like probably 30 minutes from me where he's, you know, in Sacramento. And I talked to Jeremy Kerr a little bit. I talked to him, you know, and then that's pretty much it.
All right, Devontae, we got rapid-fire questions. Basically, just okay. Give us a quick answer, nothing crazy. First, everyone, we've already got a couple questions. Basically, what's your bench at, what's your squat at, and what's your 40 time at?
Okay, bench, I did 365. That's my bench max. My squat, I haven't done a squat yet, and my 40, though, it's 4.6.
Who is your favorite player of all time?
All time, it was Ray Lewis. Ray Lewis, that's my favorite player.
Why is he your favorite player?
I just love the passion he plays with, how much he loves the game. I just grew up loving that.
Who's your favorite coach at the U?
I mean, me just spent so much time with Coach Franklin, it's probably just Coach Franklin right now. I love all the coaches there, but Coach Franklin, really like Coach Franklin.
Which Miami rival do you look forward to playing the most?
Probably Florida State. Florida State.
How much do you hate them right now?
I'm ready to get after it. They couldn't even finish it last year, so let's get it. We're going to get it this year. That's the plan.
What number do you want to wear?
Probably seven.
All right. A lot of people want to know this because your last name is Bond. Who was the best James Bond?
I mean, probably the old school Bond. I liked him. You know, he was more. I like the old school Bond.
All right.
It was like the original.
What was your favorite James Bond movie?
I like him. I've seen Skyfall. I've seen that. I like that. I mean, that's the most recent, so, you know, you see a little more. I don't really have a favorite.
Biggie or Tupac?
Pac.
Smart answer from the West Coast.
Yeah.
All right, this is an important question. I'm going to throw this one in there. 5-round title fight, Spider Silva, Bones Jones. Who do you got?
Oh, Silva all day.
What's the decision? Is it unanimous decision? What?
Yeah, it's going to be Silva with a nice knockout kick.
Damn. Nice. Damn.
Yeah.
All right, steak or chicken?
Oh, that's rough. I'm going to say chicken.
Favorite movie?
Oh, man. I have two. I like Law Abiding Citizen, Menace to Society, and that's probably my two.
All right, Menace to Society. There were a lot of people that have little internet memes that you look exactly like O-Dog from that movie.
Yeah,
how do you feel about that?
I think it's funny. I just think it's funny. It's real hilarious. I laugh when I first seen that. So, yeah, I mean, it's just funny. It's just funny to me.
All right, well, we're going to end this with one last question.
Okay.
Do you have a message for the Miami Hurricanes fans? Just whatever you want to say to the Miami Hurricanes fans, here's your moment to tell them.
Hey, my goal is to get those sacks, and let's go in this ACC.
All right, Devontae. It was a great podcast, man. I want to thank you for coming on.
Appreciate it. Appreciate you having me.
No problem, man. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, that was Devontae Bond, everybody. Again, thanks for coming on the show. All right, that'll wrap up another episode of the CanesInsight.com podcast. Again, I'd like to thank Devontae Bond for stopping in and answering all of our users' questions. To the listeners, keep on sending in questions. You can also call and leave a voicemail at 786-233-9164, or you can email us at canesinsight@gmail.com. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and PM D-Money for a t-shirt. For Pete, I'm Larry, and...
Well, bye.
We don't care about nobody except this you. We don't.
And if you're not done with that,
you can all go to fucking hell. You can all go to hell.
Salute me and shoot me four. Trap a hot as well.
Hey, man, these niggas playing, man.
Free squad monopoly to
this shit went that wild, man.
Fuck.
My niggas wild, man.
Oh, it's holiday season, nigga.
To the death of me. 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 The day I act a scary nigga, Lord, may I rest.
Trapaholics mixtape.
You'll stand for something, you'll fall for anything. All you whack niggas gotta take a back seat.
This shit went that wild, man.
Me, Flock, and my crew.
My niggas wild, man.
We 1,000 there, nigga. What you doing?
To the death of me. 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 Today I act a scary nigga. Lord, may I rest in peace. To the death of me.